You're listening to Marcus and Sandy on demand.
More music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. Hang on, I'm adjusting my levels. Good morning, everyone. It's Tuesday. Holler.
Buenos dias.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are y'all?
So far, so good. Jason's back in the studio in San Francisco. I'm here in Half Moon Bay in my dad's apartment.
You guys have not left the house today, but I wanted to let you know it is windy outside.
Oh, I walked outside to get my dad his newspaper. By the way, could there be nothing more unsettling for a newspaper delivery guy than to have the owner of the house waiting for his paper on the driveway in the dark?
Oh, that's hella creepy, dude.
Before 6 a.m. talking about, where is this guy? He must just think I am just a...
Oh my God, I wouldn't even want to go near you. I'd be like, okay, they're crazy. I'm going to just drop it off by the mailbox.
Like, you think you're an early riser, bruh? I think it's cute that you think it's early. Where's my paper?
No, that Sandy. Wind woke me up at 2 in the morning. It was bad. Yeah. They say it's supposed to die down by noon today, but I'm curious if you have anything in your house or on your property that's just like blown all over the place, because I live in an apartment, so I don't worry about that. But
right.
Dude, it was hardcore.
The tarp blowing across my back patio freaked me out more than I guess it should have, because then I showed it to Sandy and Jason, and they're like, boring. But to me, it looked like a ghost, because this tarp went from one side of my patio around the corner. Like, it took a left because it knew.
We should have just saved that video and not even made it about the wind and just told people it was a straight-up ghost.
That
would have been more interesting.
If you want to check it out, go to the Marcus and Sandy Instagram. Ghost or nah. This wind is crazy, though. Also, Sandy, you'll laugh because I had a chance to get a taste of what it's like to be a homesteader. You know how much I love subsistent living and watching all those stupid Alaska shows?
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm like a farmer or some kind of, I don't know, mountain man, but I'm not. A couple of things happened this weekend. A, my neighbor two doors down gave me a woodshed that weighed like 400 pounds. So there's no way I'm lifting it. And the two of us are such dad bods, we couldn't lift it together. So we did the wild Alaska move where we rolled it on logs down the street.
What are you going to do? I don't understand. He gave you a shed.
So I managed to get into my backyard. I loaded it up with wood. We just got the fireplace working. So we're going to start having fires in the fireplace. And it's going to be neat.
Oh, that's nice.
But getting the shed in the backyard was a mofo.
Yeah, that sounds awful. It sounds like a lot of labor, and I don't like that.
Oh, everything hurts right now because I'm
old.
Producer
Jason,
everything hurts.
Tell us really quick recap on the freeway today, how you almost like...
This is crazy.
I'm driving 101 North. I'm fighting my car. Like, I like to just zone out when I'm driving and go on autopilot, but I'm fighting my car because it's so windy. And then I see one of those giant, Home Depot buckets, like, barreling toward me. I was like, well, I'm going to hit this. And sure enough, I did. And then I just hear... So I'm scraping this thing. So I pull off the side of the freeway, which is dangerous and I don't like to do, but I'm not going to drive for miles with this thing. And I thought it was going to be like stuck in the front. It was all the way like dead center under my car. So I had no choice, but I don't have a broomstick in my car. So I just had no choice but to drive for miles. Finally, it dislodged like right as I entered the city. But I mean, it's nuts out there. There's tree branches and garbage flying all over the freeway. So if you're on the road, please be careful.
That is so stressful. I hate when that happens. I was driving yesterday and there was like some semi truck near me and a whole bunch of crap spilled right when I was there.
Oh,
and
God.
I drove over something and thank God it didn't get caught in my tires. But that is a scary moment when it happens.
Yeah. I don't know if it's going to like, you know, open up my oil or my gas or like, well, I don't know what's going on down there, but it's loud as hell.
Yeah.
It's like a perfect life meme. Like the Home Depot bucket dragging under your car on the freeway headed to work. Like, here's how my day's going.
Yep.
How y'all doing?
Yeah, totally. That's a very Monday thing to happen on a Tuesday morning.
Totally. All right, 6:11. Couple things coming up here in a little bit. We've got $1,000 easy money at 7:25. We'll have a keyword for you to text and win. And coming up at 6:25.
People would rather take care of administrative tasks than get a 10% raise. I'm amazed when we hear things like this.
You and me both. This sounds like crap to me, but most people said, no, I'll take the day, not the cash. We'll talk about it next. More music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. It's 6:21. I'm just going to read you the headline that got me. 3 out of 5 Americans would rather take an administrative day per month than a 10% salary increase per year. The administrative day meaning a day to just handle your business, not a vacation day. This is a day to go to the DMV or update your planner, reach out to customer service people. I don't know. Sandy, where are you at on this?
I kind of understand it in a way of, you know, you work all week long and then you're supposed to get everything done on the weekend. Well, how do you do that when you're tapped? A lot of people have families, some of these businesses that you need. If you need to go to the DMV, what if things aren't open on the weekend? So I kind of get it. It's hard to actually focus and have time, uninterrupted time to do your tasks. Marcus, I know you. You're all about money. You do not care.
Yeah.
You will just take the cash.
I wouldn't
time.
Take that administrative day for a second. I would literally take a day off work if I really got overwhelmed. Now, I will say it's more difficult in a pandemic. You got a lot of people that are distance learning their kids at the same time, trying to work from home at the same time, trying to also have a family life at the same time. Mm-hmm. So I don't really have a leg to stand on because my schedule is very, very, like Jason and I were talking about off the air, I might have the easiest job in America because we get up early. And then I'm done by like 2 o'clock. So if I needed to go do something, I could go do it. I'm not an average person. I understand that. You know what I mean? But let's say you make 75 grand. That you mean to tell me you would turn down a $7,500 pay raise to take a day?
Well, you know, Uncle Sam takes half. So, you know.
True. But I'm thinking to myself, if I had an extra 75 grand, couldn't I just pay somebody to handle most of my tasks for me?
Oh my God, you're annoying. Like all you want to do is give, you want to give all your adult tasks to helpers and handlers. Like that's literally
what you do. As opposed to not taking the cash. Think about it. I crunched the numbers. Let's say you make 100 grand. That's $10,000 you would be turning down. That $10,000 over 12 months is about 700 bucks a month. You would only have to pay somebody about 250. That's 30 bucks an hour. 250 bucks for 8 hours of handling your business for you. And you pocket the rest
of
it.
It's not even 7 a.m. You already lost me with the numbers. I'm not going to. That's too much thinking, too much math. Let's just take it down five notches.
I'll bring it down. You spend 250 bucks for somebody to handle your business for a day, and then you take the remaining $400 or $500. It's yours.
I mean, I think some things you can't just dally out to people. I think
such
you
have as
to do, I don't know. You're making me think too much. It's too damn early.
Sorry,
you're saying, right. Sometimes you have to just get the things done. I'm just trying to say I understand why some people would just rather have a day of uninterrupted time to do their adult tasks. I love cash too. Who doesn't? I think it's okay both ways.
I don't see somebody waves a bunch of cash in your face. Hey, Sandy, it's contract time. We want to give you a $10,000 raise or one day off a month, but you can't take vacation with it. You got to do adult stuff.
Mm. Well, now we're in territory. I understand.
Am I speaking your language now?
Yeah.
Now I'm in sacred territory. I don't know.
Once you mess with my vacation, you mess with my soul. Now it's personal. We're talking about the survey that said 3 out of 5 people would rather not even take a pay raise, a 10% pay raise, because they would just rather have one day a month to do administrative tasks, such as responding to emails, making phone calls, doing customer service stuff, organizing things at home. I mean, I kind of get it too. I do.
Can't you do that at work like most people?
I know.
I wasn't going to say it out.
Open up those tabs, man, like everyone else.
How many times are we cruising for something other than what we're supposed to be doing?
Dude, I mean, let's be real. Our boss, who's the busiest guy in the world, always has one or two tabs for Facebook and trolling. Yeah. Come on.
That's what he does.
Nobody is too busy for life. Okay.
6:25. We're going to check what's trending in a little bit.
What did I write for my notes? One, it's hella windy today. Also, I guess Meghan Markle's dad is making a documentary about his life with her. Coming up at 6:50.
More music, more variety. Star 101.3, it's Marcus and Sandy. It's 6:38. It's Tuesday morning. Our weekend photos are up from the long 3-day weekend. I'm looking at Sandy's here. Somebody's really feeling themselves in the desert, huh?
I just decided to do a photo shoot. I hadn't done any fun pictures in a long time. And then I got self-conscious because every picture I've taken lately has been to my sunglasses. And I'm like, why don't I ever show my eyes? So anyways, I just did a little road trip and I took photos in the desert.
If you really want to see the entire portfolio, cruise over to Sandy's Instagram, which is connected to the @MarcusAndSandy Instagram. How many pictures do you take?
It sounds really douchey why are you making it so douchey? I'm already self-conscious enough. Let me have a moment where I like had a fun time. And
I'm effing with you.
Well, stop. You always F with me. Take it down one notch.
Okay. I think it's a lovely photo.
Thanks.
What else? So I was in my backyard over the weekend, and by the way, it was hot AF, and I'm trying to take this gigantic rooted plant out of the backyard, and it almost won. I almost gave up and hired somebody. This thing was so deep in the backyard, I feel like I had to dig a trench. And Sandy, you look at the picture.
It looks like a monster. It doesn't even look like a plant.
I literally, when it finally dislodged after three different tools and two different days, I picked it up with both hands, did a barbaric yelp, and threw it across the yard. And my wife was like, wow, you make a lot of noises. But I won, damn it. I won. Anyway. And then what does Jason have? I forgot what Jason's picture. Jason, what's your picture?
It's just me and the kids playing in the park. It was like 80. Like, I should have been in shorts.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it was hot.
It was like summer weather. Yeah.
Total summer weather.
So we were just out there running around. Kids loved it. You know, they were in t-shirts.
You can check those pictures out. Follow Marcus and Sandy up on Instagram, 639. Coming up next, Sandy had a tech moment. Am I right?
I had to schedule a Zoom call this weekend and host a Zoom meeting. And I've been the one on the other side where you just join, which isn't as stressful. But to actually try to do it on your own, my stress levels were off the charts on the weekend.
We'll talk about that next. Plus, don't forget $1,000 easy money coming up at 7:25 for you to win. Here's AJR. More music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. It's 6:43 Tuesday morning. Sandy, I don't know why, but I love the stories about when you have to be your own IT department, because it always goes one of two ways. Either you're unbelievably accomplished or it goes sideways real fast.
Or you have a mental breakdown.
Yeah. So where are we at?
I had to host a Zoom meeting over the weekend, and I was nervous for two reasons. One, I know we've been doing Zoom for a while now. It's not new, especially because of the pandemic. Everybody knows what Zoom is. But right. I'm usually the person that joins the call and somebody else sends me the link. I had to watch a YouTube video on how to even send out the invite. And another reason I was really nervous is because I kind of made a new friend and I'm really excited about him. He is the narrator of my favorite reality show that I talked about a million times last year, Love Island. So his name is Matthew Hoffman, and we wrote back and forth on Instagram, and I guess he listens to me on my station in LA, and it was just a really cool, like, holy crap, we're fans of each other. So we decided to do a little Zoom call this weekend.
Cute.
So I go on Saturday, and I figured out how to send it, which felt very victorious. But then on Saturday, I go to log in, and he's already in the waiting room. So right off the bat, I'm like, oh God, now I'm late. Now I feel bad. And then as soon as I clicked accept for me to join, he's horizontal and I'm vertical. And it looks really weird.
How does that even happen?
I don't know. Well, I thought I put my camera the tall way because I thought that's what you had to do. But it looked really weird. And my background was a Christmas background because the last time I did this, it was a themed Zoom thing. So I themed it to Christmas. So it was like so uncomfortable. He looks so professional just sitting there, his nice house in the background. And I've got this big snowman sticking out of my ear. And we talked for like an hour and a half and I was sweating. I was so nervous.
Now, was this an interview that you did or was this just a hang?
This is just a hang. But okay. I was, you know, it's like when you talk to chefs for your food podcast, you kind of geek out over these people. And I was like so grateful to be able to meet someone that I've listened to. Like he's so talented. But I was like, how is this even happening right now? But then you throw in the tech aspect. Oh, my gosh. Sweaty
two
kids,
things.
Man.
To your credit, A, we don't use Zoom on the daily like most people do. We use Teams. So like I'm sitting here low-key making fun of you, but I couldn't do it either. If you said to me right now, Marcus, we need you to set up a Zoom call, my head would start hurting immediately.
Right.
I haven't even opened the tech yet. But you know how I feel like this is the older you get, but the older I get, if somebody asks me to do something new and techy, my head starts hurting. Yeah. Like I don't have the capacity or the bandwidth to add new information unless I really try. And at my age, I don't want to really try anymore.
No, I get it. Anything new is exhausting. I felt the same way. And then I was like, and then it dropped out like three or four times. And I was like, oh God, then he had to rejoin. And I was like, oh my gosh, the tech stuff because of all this is exhausting, but it was fine. Everything was good.
I had to change
my shirt afterwards because I was so sweaty.
Were you pitting? Oh God.
Oh my God. My pits were just disgusting. He was too. We were both like excited and nervous. It was weird.
It sounds like a good call. Well, I'm proud of you. That's not easy. You know what I mean? It's not easy.
Well, you know what? Here's my advice. If you have to be in the same position and somebody asks you to host any kind of thing online that you don't want to do, just go on YouTube. Just look for video tutorials like everybody else. YouTube saves everyone's day when it comes to this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. How to work Zoom, how to fix your toilet. I love YouTube.
Anything. Yeah.
646. We're going to check what's trending in a few minutes.
Mm-hmm. We'll talk about Meghan Markle's dad. I guess he's making a documentary about her. That's next.
Now, it's What's Trending with Marcus and Sandy. Entertainment news, local and national headlines, and everything you'll be talking about today in the Bay. What's Trending on Star 101.3.
Okay, it is hella windy today. It's supposed to die down around noon.
Hella windy.
But we are asking on Facebook if anything in your home has been affected. Lachelle said their heavy metal gazebo was moved a few feet.
Yeah.
He said she's scared to drive in this wind. I know producer Jason drove from Fremont to San Francisco this morning. And
be very careful, you guys. Very careful.
Yeah, you almost ran over. Did you run into something?
Oh, yeah. I had a
ran into a Home Depot bucket. Or did the Home Depot bucket run into you?
Oh, we collided with each other. We were both very angry. Did
That's
not
scary.
End well. Yeah.
No, the best part is he couldn't get it out from under the car, so he had to drive to work with the Home Depot bucket.
101 North, I pulled over, I hit the bucket, and I thought it was on the front of my car, but it was dead center under it. I don't have anything to dislodge it, so what choice did I have? I had to drive, so I just... like 5 miles of that.
That sucks.
At least you're okay. Hopefully your car's okay.
I hope so.
Well, let us know on our Facebook page. We do have a video of something moving around Marcus's backyard. We couldn't tell if it was the wind or a ghost. So
I know you guys think it's lame, but like it's a tarp in my backyard. It's gigantic, and it literally turns the corner like it knows where the sidewalk is in the backyard. That's what freaked me out. Sorry.
It just looks like it has a life of its own. So that's on our Marcus and Sandy Instagram. Check that out.
It's a ghost, bruh.
Meghan Markle's dad is making a documentary about his life with her. It's just got to be so weird because, you know, she and Prince Harry are now living in the United States, and it's going to be kind of a book about what their relationship used to be and now what it is. And he's hoping it comes out later this year. Her half-sister, Samantha, also released a memoir called The Diary of Princess Pushy's Sister, Part 1. That's a horrible title, but anyways, that's at Barnes & Noble if you care. She's always been very trolly in her comments. I just don't understand... I'll never understand people who are so angry and they just keep like talking. It's like, it's not a good look. It's
just wants attention.
I guess, man. Ben Affleck is now single. If you care, he broke up with his girlfriend over the weekend. They dated a year. And that's all I got so far.
Okay. Let me go. I didn't want to mention this first story, but I think it's important kind of as a PSA. So the Coast Guard is continuing to search the coastline. There was a 12-year-old boy from Fremont who got pulled into the ocean over the weekend. And the reason I'm bringing it up is, you know, I live here in Half Moon Bay, and there's so many people that are going to the beach right now, and I don't think they realize how big the swells are right now and how dangerous it is to even let your kids on the shoreline, because these sneaker waves will come up and they will take you. Well, his younger brother and his dad were mercifully, you know, they were blown back into the surf, so they're okay. They had to call off the search last night. They're resuming it again today. I hope he's okay, but please, please, please keep an eye on your children. If you go on, if you were on Next Door in Half Moon Bay, everyone is like, I wish people would pay attention and respect the ocean. So please do that if you're planning to come to the water. I hope everything's okay with this young man and his family. Let's see. Powerball's the other big story. Dude, Powerball's up to $730 million. Hello.
Damn.
Yeah, I have a ticket. The drawing's Wednesday. Mega Millions up to $850 million. I haven't done the math on if you were to win both of those, but it's a lot of money. The Mega Millions drawing is tonight. Up on the Marcus and Sandy Instagram, our picks from the weekend. Jason in Fremont playing with his kids. It was like 80 degrees. I managed to pull what felt like a tree out of my backyard by the roots. And it felt like I won the WWE championship belt. If you see this picture, you'll know what I'm talking about. And then the star of the show at Joshua Tree with the photo shoot. Sandy, please describe your picture.
There's nothing to describe. I just wanted to take some pretty desert pictures. And I felt pretty out there because I was so happy. It was so peaceful until I got back in my car and drove and saw all the crowds. Then I was back to angry again. But... you know, if you walk far enough out, you'll hear just the wind, and it was so lovely.
If you need a moment, if you want to live vicariously through Sandy at the Joshua Tree, follow Marcus and Sandy up on Instagram right now. The pics are up.
That's what's trending today in the Bay.
Now you know what to talk about with your friends, even if it's over Zoom.
Get caught up every morning at 6:50, 7:50, and 8:50 a.m.
And connect anytime with the Marcus and Sandy blog at 101.3.com.
More music, more variety. Star 101.3, it's Marcus and Sandy. Time for everybody's fave. This is Second Date Update. If you're new to the show, Sandy will explain how this works.
Yeah, basically, we talk to people who are out in the dating world, and if you go on a date and then you just don't hear back from the person you went out with or just gets like weird after, we'll try to call them to figure out what's going on.
The toughest struggle for us is also not making it weird, because you put two people on the phone, sometimes it works out, but you know, we do our best.
We hope for the best.
Oliver is on hold. Oliver, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, dude.
Hey, Oliver. Okay, so we got your email about Casey. Tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Well, you know, it's the classic case. You know, everything was going great. We met on Tinder and we just started texting because constantly we really hit it off. We've had a couple Zoom dates that always went well, and I thought we had a great connection, a lot of laughs between us. And we actually found out that we share some mutual friends with each other and that we both live in Mountain View. And I love a lot of stuff about her. Like, she works for this nonprofit, and she even has like a sweet tooth just like me, really loves sweets. And I was really looking forward to taking her out, you know, whenever we can go outside again.
Right.
But right now she's just not really responding to me anymore.
Did you call her or text her?
I've tried, you know, texting her normally, and like maybe sometimes I'll get like a one word response, but lately just nothing.
Well, you've heard our segment, so we're going to give her a call next, and hopefully she'll pick up, and we'll just see what's going on with her.
Thank you.
All right, make sure you put your phone on mute. We're going to do a song, and then we'll make the call. It's Second Date Update on Star 101.3. More music, more variety. Star 101.3, it's Marcus and Sandy. We are in the middle of Second Date Update. Of course, Oliver has been holding. Let's recap his situation real quick.
So Oliver met Casey on Tinder, and I guess they had a lot of texting between them, good chemistry. You had a couple of Zoom dates, a lot in common, and all of a sudden she's just kind of backed off. So Oliver, we're going to give her a call right now, try to stay quiet, and we'll see what she says, okay?
Thank you.
Sure.
All right, hang on. Mute at your phone. Here we go.
Hello?
Good morning. Is this Casey?
Yeah. Who's this?
Hi, Casey. This is actually Marcus and Sandy. We do a morning show on Star 101.3.
Good morning.
Oh, no way. Hey. Hi.
What's happening?
That's so cool.
Right on.
Well, glad you know our show, and thank you for listening. So, Casey, do you know our segment Second Date Update?
I don't know.
Okay.
That's okay. So basically, it's really easy and simple. We're just trying to talk to people out in the dating world, and we got a hold of somebody who I think knows you, named Oliver. Does that name ring a bell?
Yes.
That was mildly disconcerting.
That was a pause. That was a definite pause.
Please elaborate. What are your thoughts on Oliver? So basically, he said you did a virtual date. He'd love to do another one. He feels like you've disappeared. We're just trying to figure out what happened.
Well, yes, we did go on a couple dates on Zoom, and it was really fun, and we had a really good time. And he seems like a really nice guy.
Okay.
But yeah, it just got weird, and I just feel a little uncomfortable. So I just figured. I don't know. I didn't know how to, like...
If you don't mind us asking, how did it get weird?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think it was a couple weeks ago. I went out to my car to get something, and there was this bag of gummy bears and this note on it that said, I can't wait to take you out. I hope you have a better week. And it was from him, and that just made me feel really uncomfortable.
In your
because
car?
Yeah, and, like, I don't know how he knew where I lived, but I never told him, and I'm just not... Online dating is weird enough as it is. Like, that's... I don't know about that. That definitely gave me a red flag.
Yeah, that's weird. Oliver's actually on the phone with us right now. I'm sorry, Casey. Oh. Oliver, did you do that?
Equally weird.
Yeah, I did it as a nice gesture. Casey, you told me that you were having a bad week and that gummy bears were your favorite, so I thought it would be a really just nice gesture to make your week better.
Yes, but Oliver, did she give you her address?
No, I just looked it up.
What do you mean you looked it up?
Right.
I just Googled your information. You can find anything nowadays because everyone just puts their information online for everyone to see.
You can't just show up. Especially,
I mean, it wasn't like an invitation to come to my house. I appreciate it, and also I don't appreciate it at all.
I'm sorry, but I apologize that it came off as creepy. I really didn't mean it to be. I thought it would just be a really nice gesture to give you something, you know, sweet to make your day better.
Did he slip the note and the gummy bears under the windshield wiper like a true pro?
Yeah.
It was like in the little... I guess a pro would be a word for it. Sure. It was just weird and I'm uncomfortable and like we had fun, but I don't know you like that. Like
Oliver, I know you were trying to just do something cute, but might have backfired a little bit on this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems that way.
Casey, where do you stand on a second date? I think I already know.
You might have just been excited.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate that he went to all this trouble to find out, and I should have been a little more open with my communication. I think I could consider it. If we know our boundaries, I would do another date, I guess.
Okay. Whoa, I was way off on this one. Okay. Well,
it's the pandemic. It's not like I'm meeting a lot of people right now.
Okay. That was a sympathy. That was a sympathy. Okay, but you
did
know
not
what?
See that coming.
Me
all right.
Either. Well,
hey.
You guys, we're going to put you on hold, and... Casey, if you need a secret word, let's talk offline, and you guys, we'll be right back.
Hang on. I mean, he seemed like a nice enough guy. I've been there, bro.
I'm very surprised, but hey, you know, whatever works.
I'd be lying if I didn't tell you I slipped a note under somebody's windshield one time, okay? We get in our feelings. I know, it was a long time ago. Anyway, second date update, 7:05 weekday mornings. Obviously, we replay at 9:05 if you miss it. Check out the podcast, Marcus and Sandy's Second Date Update, on the iHeartRadio app. Up next, as always, some cash.
Yep, it's easy money. We have different keywords all day. You're going to text and win $1,000, but you do need that keyword, and it's coming up in less than 10 minutes on Star 101.3.
Louis Capaldi, someone you loved. It's more music, more variety. Star 101.3, Louis Capaldi, who is working on a new album he should have out by the end of the year, he says. So that's kind of exciting. We have cash for you in the next...
break.
What's that?
He's taking a social media break to work on his album.
Correct. He's following his buddy Ed Sheeran. I didn't realize, but Ed Sheeran actually discovered him. But that's what Ed Sheeran did. He took a year off of social and then came back strong and then had a baby and the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Cash coming up for you in a couple of minutes. It's called Easy Money. It'll be $1,000 via text, so don't move.
So how in this day and age are we still hearing stories about people that live in the airport for months at a time? I don't understand how these are still headlines, but this just happened. A guy from Orange County was staying at, I think it's Chicago O'Hare.
Yeah,
he's
so
been there
he...
for 3 months since October, and he just got caught because he had an employee badge he stole. He said he was afraid to go back home, so he just decided to hang out for 3 months.
And the more I'm reading this story, the more I think he's full of crap. I think he was unemployed, he had nothing going on, and he just didn't want to leave. And I think he made up the Rona story, so perhaps the judge, when he finally did get caught, would show him some leniency. Mm. Because you know what? The fear of the Rona is real. I understand that.
But tell me how this makes sense. Okay, you're afraid to get on a plane and go 4 hours home, but you're fine being in an airport with thousands of people on a daily basis that are traveling for
also,
3 months.
Also using somebody's highly restricted badge that you just happened to find. Being a felon is okay, but don't give me the Rona.
Right. Well, and it's funny because, you know, we're all wearing masks now. So they didn't couldn't identify him because he had a mask. So finally they asked him to remove his mask and show the badge, and it didn't match the person. So they arrested him on Saturday, and now he's being taken into custody. But it's just, how do people live in airports? How does that even, I know you spent the night at the airport once, and I don't even know how you made that work.
Real quick, I want to be a fly on the wall of the staff meeting where the person in charge has to stand up, look at all of his people and go, how did this, how did this even, how did, how, Who's watching the store?
Right.
They had to, anyway, they had to release a statement saying, you know, security is our top priority, blah, blah, blah. And O'Hare is a big airport. Mm-hmm. I spent the night at SFO one time after my best friend stranded me there. And I will tell you, I don't know that I could do it for 3 months. By the way, pro tip, if you do find yourself stranded at SFO, head directly to Subway as quickly as you can, because those are the most comfortable sleeping arrangements. They have big, plush, cushy, what are those, booths. Mm-hmm. But people know about them, too. That's where people go first. Those are the first class accommodations at SFO, just FYI. Otherwise, you're sleeping under a chair in the terminal, and that's, oh,
but
God,
yeah, for 3 months. For yeah. 3 months. Please tell me they sell underwear at the airport. How did this guy wash himself? And I was thinking, okay, we don't know about his personal life, but what if he does have a job or a family? Did he just tap out of life? That's what my question is. Did he just say, I'm tired of this year, I'm tired of the pandemic, I'm literally going to have a different life and a different identity for 3 months?
So they figured out that he doesn't have, they don't know why he was in Chicago. They know he's unemployed. That's all that they know. And he could get out of all of this, felony, badge, secure area, impersonation, everything, for $1,000. And I guarantee you it's because he invoked coronavirus. Mm-hmm. He invoked his fear of coronavirus because nothing else makes sense. You know what I mean?
It's $1,000 fine, right? That's all they're charging. That's ridiculous to me. I'm sure when COVID is not even a thing anymore, we're still going to read stories like this in the future of somebody who just decides, you know, for 5 months I was in United Terminal 4 and I just never went home. Like, I don't know how people just slip under the, you know, under the radar and do it, but they do.
And he took advantage of passengers' good graces. People literally gave him food like he was the airport squirrel or something.
Really?
Yeah, that's how he survived. People gave him food wherever, which, you know, is very admirable.
And good luck, by the way, because most things at the airport are closed now. There's not even good restaurants to go to.
Yeah.
You know how sad it is going to like the general store and going getting a magazine and then like some trail mix and that's your meal? I miss restaurants being open at the airport.
You're one of three people there. At least the Burger King stays open. I'll give them that. All right. 7:23. We're going to check what's trending in a little bit.
Yeah, we'll talk about Meghan Markle. Her dad is making a documentary about her. More details at 7:50.
You know, the news can be depressing.
I can't.
It's time for some good news with Marcus and Sandy on Star 101.3.
And of course, good news happens at 7:40 and 8:40 weekday mornings. Just trying to set your day off right a couple of times a morning with some great news from the internet. Sandy, tell me some good news.
Imagine being 22 years old and being asked to recite a poem during the inauguration. There's a woman named Amanda Gorman. She is a poet, and she is the youngest person to be delivering a poem at a presidential inauguration. And she's been writing day in and day out, and it's not funny, but, you know, this is what she loves to do, and she's done her research on previous poets.
Right.
She was just getting ready, and then January 6th, she almost had her thing finished, and then the Capitol was raided, and it just changed everything that she was writing. So she had to go back and rewrite, and she finished a poem that she's going to be reading tomorrow. Once again, this is a 22-year-old woman named Amanda Gorman, and it's called The Hill We Climb. And I want to read a couple sentences.
Sure.
She said, "We've seen a force that would shatter our nation rather than share it, would destroy our country, even if it meant delaying democracy. And this effort very nearly succeeded. But while democracy can periodically be delayed, it can never be permanently defeated. In this truth, in this faith we trust, for we have our eyes on the future. History has its eyes on us." And I just think it's amazing to be in your, you know, you think back to your early 20s.
Sure.
I can't even imagine. I don't even know how to write poems as an adult. I'm almost 40. Now she's going to be speaking at the inauguration. She also overcame a speech impediment when she was younger. So
Wow. This
woman, 22 years old, Amanda Gorman, watch her tomorrow night, hopefully during the TV special, because she's doing big things.
Congratulations to her. You know, super creative people fascinate me. And I can almost guarantee you, A, that poem probably flowed right out of her. You know, because she was kind of taken probably with the Capitol riots and other things that were going on. So it's probably second nature to her to put her thoughts on paper and make it beautiful. But also, I want to know about the poem that she wrote and then decided, nah, this doesn't work. Did she just toss it? Like David Letterman at the end of his show, did he just toss it? Or is it somewhere?
How
you know what I mean?
That pressure. How do you have a poem that is, you know, current to what's going on, because it feel like every day something new happens.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know, but she's doing it and I think it's great.
That's gifts, man. We're doing good news right now. My good news is a story of a staff at a hospital who are trying to buy a coworker a brand new car. They love this guy. This is the staff at St. Mark's Hospital in Salt Lake City. They've started a GoFundMe for a guy named Michael. His job literally is sanitizing for the coronavirus. He goes through and sanitizes all the rooms. So that's a big, important job. But he's been taking the bus to work 37 miles. Well, on New Year's Day, the buses weren't running. So he got on his bike. Sandy, Salt Lake City in January? Hello? Oh,
freezing.
So they've put this GoFundMe together. They're about $1,500 away from getting him his own brand new car. And speaking from experience, there's nothing like getting off of public transportation and getting your own wheels. There's nothing like it. Mm-hmm. So hopefully this guy, Michael, gets his ride. They said, you know, the entire staff's like, he's an invaluable member of the ER. He's one of the most dedicated guys we've ever met. So I'm pulling for him. And I just thought that was a really neat thing that his coworkers are doing for him. That's my good news. Anyway, 7:40 and 8:40 weekday mornings on Star 101.3. We'll take a check of what's trending next, get you caught up from the weekend. Hang on.
Now it's What's Trending? With Marcus and Sandy.
Entertainment news, the biggest stories of the day, and everything people are talking about today in the Bay.
What's Trending on Star 101.3.
What's Trending?
It is super windy today. It's supposed to die down by noon, but it is just hot. I don't know about you, but I was up at 2 in the morning trying to... Mm-hmm. I put the pillows over my ears. I put my earplugs in and nothing. We're asking on Facebook if the wind has affected you. Jamie said, I was on 242 getting onto 680 when a tree branch came out of nowhere and lodged under my car.
Oh, so scary.
I headed for the nearest exit as it sounded like I was dragging metal. I've been waiting for the tow truck for 1.5 hours. Oh, yeah. I'm glad, Jamie, you're safe, but that's really scary. Maddie said, I woke up at 2:30, couldn't get back to sleep until 4, then got woken up again. I'm so tired. So if you're feeling off today, I'm willing to bet the wind really messed with you in the middle of the night.
Producer Jason hit a Home Depot bucket on the way to work this morning on 101. Was it on 101?
Yeah, but that's nothing. I was able to get where I was going. Dragging a branch and then your car's like incapacitated?
Bro, the tree branch is, that's awful.
Please be careful.
I woke up this morning because my power went out, and my house makes more noise when we don't have power than when we do. Like all my battery backups start beeping, the clock starts beeping. So I had to physically get out of bed and reset everything at about 2:30 this morning. That sucked.
How annoying.
Yeah.
So yeah, noon today, hopefully things will be died down. Meghan Markle's estranged dad is going to be doing a documentary about her. Apparently his life with her growing up and how it's changed and how he misses her. He hopes to have that out later this year. I feel bad because once you get money or fame, like all things come out in the woodworks, and I just can't imagine what that's like for her.
Well, it's tough because that's her dad, right? So I don't know, man. I stare at pictures of my little girl and I think, what if she grows up and doesn't like me?
I know that's got to be the worst feeling as a parent.
Yeah.
But what if you're a piece of crap too? You know,
true.
Like what if, not you, but like in general, what if, you know, some people just don't grow up to always be the nicest. Ben Affleck and his girlfriend of a year split up, and I don't even care about the story, but I did think it was funny because I guess they did it over the phone, but paparazzi found a cardboard cutout of her being thrown out outside of his place. So that's how they know it's over. Wouldn't you feel creepy if you had a cardboard cutout of whoever you were dating?
I wonder if he had it made just so he could kick it out. Like maybe that was his way of closure. You know?
I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't want it in the house either. Garth Brooks is the latest performer added to tomorrow night's inauguration TV special for President-elect Joe Biden. There's so many people I can't even keep up. They're getting added by the minute. John Legend was added. Of course, Lady Gaga, Jennifer Lopez, Justin Timberlake, Demi Lovato, Tom Hanks will be hosting. So, I mean, if you're looking for something to watch that's kind of entertaining from a performance point of view, that'll be on tomorrow night.
That's great. Is that the night that the poet you were talking about during Good News is going to be speaking as well?
Yeah, I don't know if they're airing her performance, but she will be speaking at the inauguration.
That's great.
Her name is Amanda Gorman, 22 years old, and the youngest poet to do a poem for inauguration. I think that's awesome.
Awesome. Some good news for tax season. Tax filing, the deadline has been extended from April 15th to July 15th to give taxpayers affected by COVID more time to file. I just think that's cool. That's something that you should know about. Also, really didn't want to cover this story because it's super sad, but it's also a warning. If you're coming to the beach over the next few days, I don't care what part of the coastline you're talking about, the sneaker waves are real, the gigantic swells are real. The Coast Guard is continuing to search for a 12-year-old boy who was swept out to sea away from his family. He was on the shoreline, got hit by a sneaker wave. His dad and his little brother managed to get back to shore, but they are still looking for him. I'm sending big hugs and prayers to his family. Hopefully they find him. Please keep an eye on your children. I took my daughter to the beach a couple days ago. The first thing my wife texted me was like, please keep her away from the shoreline. The swells are still there. So be mindful. Never turn your back on the ocean. Powerball has gone to $730 million. The drawing is Wednesday. Mega Millions has gone to $850 million.
Good Lord.
And the drawing, your boy's holding the ticket. So if I don't, I may take the day off tomorrow if I win. Just one day, and then I'll be back strong.
Just one day? Wow.
Yeah.
You'd never hear from me again, let me tell you.
Oh, I know. Hey, wait a minute. You promised 2 weeks' notice.
Fine, 2 weeks. And after that, I'm gone. You won't. I might not even be in the U.S. anymore.
Sandy will be the wind. The drawing on the next Mega Millions is tonight. Make sure you get your ticket by 7 o'clock. Up on the Marcus and Sandy Instagram, our picks from the weekend. You can see me battling a deeply rooted plant in my backyard and winning like an absolute Viking. Jason's with his kids in Fremont. They're super cute. And Sandy in her happy place in the desert at Joshua Tree. Very nice photos. In fact, I would say go to Marcus and Sandy up on Instagram and then segue over to Sandy's personal Instagram if you want to see the full photo shoot. But those are up right now.
Catch what's trending every weekday morning at 6:50, 7:50, and 8:50 a.m. And connect now with the Marcus and Sandy socials and blog at 101.3.com.
Reminder, we've got $1,000 coming with Easy Money at 8:25. Know the keyword to text and win. Oh, what?
I was going to also remind people we're playing a new game at 8:05 called What You Know About That. Sorry. And if you want to play against another Bay Area contestant, we're trying to see who what city will win, 800-800-1013.
If useless knowledge is your thing, this is your game. Play with us next. Again, 800-800-1013. More music, more variety. Star 1013. You know what time it is. It's time to play What You Know About That, our brand new game.
It's a trivia game, and we have two players from different parts of the Bay. You're battling it out for city pride, I guess we could say. Veronica is on the line from Pacifica, and Atif from Alameda. Hello. Yep. Good morning, both of you.
Hey, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Super simple. You each get five trivia questions and 50 seconds to answer five questions. Each person going to be asked separately. The other person will be on hold. Whoever gets the most right answers wins. You can pass if you don't know an answer to a question, and we'll come back to it if you have time left. Let's put Atif on hold and start with Veronica in Pacifica. Veronica, you ready?
I'm ready.
Arabica and Robusta are types of what?
TV streaming okay. Product.
What is the name of the German highway system?
I'll pass.
The San Francisco Giants were relocated here in the 1950s from what city?
New York.
What plant does Gilroy celebrate every summer during a three-day festival?
Garlic.
What state is also known as the Sunshine State?
Florida.
Okay, we're going to go back to the question you passed on. What is the German highway system called?
I have no idea.
All right.
Okay, Atif?
Ready.
All right. Arabica and Robusta are types of what?
Pass.
What is the German highway system called?
The Autobahn.
The San Francisco Giants were relocated here in the 50s from which city?
Los Angeles? I'm not sure.
Which plant does Gilroy celebrate every summer during a three-day festival?
I have no idea.
Okay. Which state is known as the Sunshine State?
California.
Go back to a couple that you missed because you have time. Oh, what plant does Gilroy celebrate every summer during a three-day festival?
Weed.
All right, hold on. We're
That's
done.
That's a good
We're
answer,
good.
Right?
That's a good answer. Yeah.
Tell me he said weed and not wheat.
Yeah, of course he did. That's what I heard.
Okay.
Right.
Both contestants back on the phone. Again, we have Veronica from Pacifica and Atif representing Alameda. Let's go over the question, see how we did and who won. Arabica and Robusta are types of what?
Veronica guessed TV streaming products.
Hey.
And Atif said pass. So the answer was coffee.
No points there. Next question.
Oh. I like Veronica, the creative answer, though, Veronica.
That answer, yeah, was you get a point for that. What is the German highway system called?
Veronica passed, and Atif guessed the Autobahn. The answer was Autobahn. Point for
Alameda.
Atif.
San Francisco Giants relocated here in the 1950s from which city?
Veronica guessed New York City, and Atif guessed Los Angeles. The answer was New York City. Congratulations.
Point to Pacifica. We're tied up.
That's
here we go.
Made it for you. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Which plant does Gilroy celebrate every summer during a three-day festival?
Veronica guessed garlic. Atif said weed. The answer was garlic. I wish I could give you a point, too, though, Atif. I love that guess.
To be fair, Atif's first guess was,
I don't know.
Like, spoken like a true transplant. Am I right, Atif? Tell me I nailed that.
Right.
We know who the native is, and we know who probably came here from the East Coast. It's all good. It's all love. All right. Final question. Which state is known as the Sunshine State?
Veronica guessed Florida, and Atif guessed California. You guessed California. The answer was Florida.
That means the win goes to Pacifica.
Congratulations. That's 3-4
right.
Pacifica. And Atif, thank you for playing. We appreciate both of you being available today. And that was fun. We had fun with you guys.
That was super fun. I also want to give an extra shout out to our winner, Veronica, because she is playing a trivia game against a contestant on our radio show while her daughter is in the waiting room for a dental appointment. That is super mom status.
That's momming for you right here.
That's that mama bear vibe. Congratulations.
Yeah. Good job.
And that is our new game, What You Know About That. We play it weekday mornings at 8:05. You're always welcome to play with us. 800-800-1013.
More music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. It's 8:21. We're going to have $1,000 for you to win here momentarily. The game is called Easy Money. It's literally, if you can text, you can win $1,000. And then I have to remind you that if you do play, make sure you pick up block calls, unnamed calls, because it could be us with $1,000 cash. So be listening.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just reading now that San Jose and San Francisco are leading the nation in rent prices dropping. Looks like San Jose is down about 13%, San Francisco down 10%. And I don't think it's funny because the situation sucks, but I do think it's funny that it took a damn pandemic for the Bay Area to start to sort of maybe be affordable.
I know. That part's kind of dumb, but I will tell you the only reason I own a house in Half Moon Bay is because of the last economic downturn. We literally bought when the economy was at the bottom of the barrel. Like, if you have the means to move and you've always wanted to move to the big city, now is the time. You know, these opportunities don't come along that often. So I have a chef buddy who literally posted, hey, if you're wanting to work in the city and rent a one-bedroom apartment, there has never been a better time to do so. Lock yourself into a 2 or 3 year lease and come move to the city. It's actually semi-affordable.
But that being said, it is still the most expensive rent in the nation, but it's just way cheaper than it used to be. I mean, I'm sure if you live in the Midwest, you're still looking at our lowered prices thinking, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Hell no. I can get a 5-bedroom house for that price and land, blah, blah, blah. I live in San Mateo and my apartment is 620 square feet. So it's kind of a small 1-bedroom. And I moved here, I think, 3 years ago, and the price has gone up and up. Pandemic happened last year, and now the same unit in my complex is over $800 less. So my lease is up in March, and I'm totally thinking, I don't know.
I'm saying I've been trying to get Sandy to move for like years.
Yeah, but see, you're fine with moving. Moving stresses me out so bad. You've moved a million times. It's just like no big deal for you. I don't want to move unless I have to. But I'm thinking, can I negotiate and say, hey?
You can.
Yeah.
You absolutely can. How many stories do we read about where people wrote into their their property management company and said, hey, this same apartment, exactly the same scenario, this same apartment's available in the building for $800 less. I just want that. Mm-hmm. You're not even asking for like a parking space.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I love that my complex has no guest spots. Like, they don't even have, every spot is for residents. And maybe one for a new person moving in. I'm like, wow, whoever thought of this plan was a brilliant person. But yeah, we're talking about how San Jose and San Francisco are now the two leading spots in the nation when it comes to rent lowering. So, I mean, I don't know anyone that's moving here. I only know people that are leaving.
I feel like your management company loves people like you and hates people like me. Because someone like you, I don't want to hassle with it. I don't want to deal with it. $800. It's just too much. I'm just going to keep it. If somebody like me, dude, I am on their ass.
Yeah.
I would write that. I'll write the letter for you. Let me represent you. Please. It would bring me so much joy to stick it to the man.
This is like your side hustle.
Oh,
Marcus
God.
Could be like, if you need to get like lowered prices or lower rent, like he could make a living doing this.
I'm pitting at the prospect of lowering your rent even a couple $100. Let me do it. Unleash me. What?
Why do you get so much joy off it?
Because they literally are taking advantage of you. They want you to just stay quiet and pay your rent when in fact
I'm not
you
going
could...
to. I refuse to pay this same when my lease is up in March. There's no way.
Okay.
But I just didn't know how much I could negotiate. Can you negotiate and say, hey, this is the price being advertised for the same unit?
Yes. Just like that.
Okay.
Same unit in the building, $800 less. What's up?
I never complain. P.S. Yeah. The guy across from me is a nudist who smells bad.
Yeah.
I mean, I've dealt with
enough. I got creepy neighbors. Safety issue. Creepy neighbors. And then end it with a big, fat, nervous LOL in all caps. That always gets the job done.
No, I think I'm going to do it in person because email, you know, it's just not the same. It's better to make a personal connection.
What do you mean you're going to do it in person? You're going to take a meeting?
I'm going to walk into the office. I'm going to walk into the front office. Why? What do you mean,
At least make them do it outside by the cabana, by the pool. Come on, we're in a pandemic.
What are you talking about? We're not going to have daiquiris and discuss, Marcus. This is an actual, like, you know, thing that you need to do.
Hey, liquor might grease the wheels. I'm just putting it out there. Anyway, okay, if you need some representation, please call me.
Thanks, Thank you. Jimmy Buffett. Appreciate it.
826. We're going to check what's trending in a little bit.
We'll talk about Meghan Markle's dad. He is writing making a documentary about her life with him growing up, and more performers added to the inauguration TV special tomorrow night. That's on the way.
All right. We talked about it at $1,000 cash. Are you ready to win? Here we go. More music, more variety. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. It's 8:37. We're going to do good news in about 3 or 4 minutes. Hop up on the Marcus and Sandy Instagram because we have our picks from the weekend, and I'm feeling competitive right now. I want to know which one you think is cutest. I don't know why. What is it, Jason and the kids in Fremont? Your son wins. I mean, I don't know. He's so cute. How old is Owen now?
You're pitting everybody against each other?
Why not?
It's very rude.
It's really weird. It's just a weekend photo. Chill out, bro.
I said I was feeling competitive now. It's Tuesday.
I mean, I'm curious too, but I'm not going to say it out loud.
Well, that's what I do. Sorry, I made it weird. Anyway, Jason's one-year-old daughter is on his leg. She's so cute. Eve's so cute. And then Owen's got a shirt that says hanging on. He's so cute too. I'm in my backyard manhandling some weeds and something I was trying to rip out of the ground. And then Sandy live at Joshua Tree.
I did a desert photo shoot by myself. I took so many photos and I think the temperatures were so cold, my phone died. I was like, okay, it's time to go.
Even your phone was like giving you a sign. If you want to check that out, maybe you love the desert as much as Sandy does. Go follow Marcus and Sandy up on Instagram right now. It's Star 101.3. Good news is next.
You know, the news can be depressing.
I can't.
It's time for some good news with Marcus and Sandy on Star 101.3.
Can I just tell everybody real quick, pulling the curtain back, I'm in my dad's apartment broadcasting live, and he just put on some kind of body spray, and my eyeballs are burning, and there's nothing I can do about it because this is his apartment and not mine.
Marcus's 85-year-old dad starts his day off with Axe body spray, and Marcus always is like choking because he can't breathe.
Like, look out, ladies. He's coming for you. Ahí viene Don Juan. It's a good thing his caregiver's not coming down today. I don't think she'd be able to handle the fire. Anyways, it's time for good news this hour, brought to you by Shreve & Company. Luxury timepieces, fine designers, and flawless diamonds. We're just trying to brighten your day a little bit. Sandy, tell me some good news.
There's a 22-year-old woman named Amanda Gorman, and she is the youngest poet to deliver a poem at a presidential inauguration. She's going to be doing this tomorrow. She wrote a poem called The Hill We Climb, and I guess, you know, this is what she loves to do, and she was writing and writing and writing and researching who's done poems in the past and what is the temperament of our nation. And then, of course, January 6th, they stormed the Capitol, so then she had to, like, stop and start rewriting again because every day there's a new headline. But anyways, her poem tomorrow is going to be called The Hill We Climb. And I just think it's really awesome that she's so young and doing this. Like, think back to when you were 22. What were you doing? I was working in a restaurant. I never wrote poetry. I didn't know anything about politics, and I'm still learning, and I'm almost 40. So it's like, I just, there are so many young people that are so bright and so smart, and I think
I was writing poems, but her motivation is way more.
You were writing poems for the ladies.
Yeah, I always try to get play. Like, there's nothing admirable about that. You know what I mean?
No, I mean, it's a unique, creative way to get the ladies. But yeah, she's going to be tomorrow night. I don't know if it's going to be televised, but she will be reading her poem. So look for her. Amanda Gorman is her name. It's called The Hill We Climb, 22 years old at an inauguration night.
Oh, that's so great. I love it. My story is about a set of hospital workers, and this is St. Mark's Hospital in Chicago. In Salt Lake City. And one of their coworkers, his name is Michael, so dedicated to his job, he was taking public transportation every day to and from work. Now, this guy's job is sterilizing places for the coronavirus. So, you know, you'd have a patient in a room and then you call Michael because he will sanitize the whole place. And everybody was like, this guy was so dedicated. Aww. And so he took public transportation to work. But then on New Year's Day, it doesn't run. So my man got on his bike in Salt Lake City in the middle of winter and rode for 4 hours, 37 miles to get to work. Stop it. I would have taken a sick day. And so his coworkers started a GoFundMe. They're just trying to raise $5,000. They're up to $3,700. And they say he's one of the most selfless guys out there. And from personal experience, I shared this last hour, there is nothing like being able to get off of public transportation and getting your own wheels. So I'm hoping Michael gets his car, but I just really love everybody that he works with for making this happen. I'm impressed. That's my good news. And again, we do it at 7:40 and 8:40 weekday mornings on Star 101.3. We'll get you caught up from the long weekend here coming up next. We're going to check what's trending. Don't move.
Now it's What's Trending.
What's Trending. What's Trending.
With Marcus and Sandy.
Entertainment news, the biggest stories of the day, and everything people are talking about today in the Bay.
What's Trending on Star 101.3.
What's Trending.
Man, the wind is messing with people today. I'm looking at all the comments on the Marcus and Sandy Facebook page. Sandy said, a light post fell in front of our house and thankfully barely missed my car. Maddie said, I went to sleep and then I woke up at 2:30, couldn't go back to sleep until 4, then got woken up again. Let's see. Somebody's working from home today because she doesn't want to drive in the wind. I understand that. It's hard, especially Jamie said, I was on 242 going to 680 and a tree branch came out of nowhere and lodged under my car. Still waiting for the tow truck. So just be aware, if you're driving today, they're saying probably until noon, we're going to have some pretty hardcore wind.
That's brutal. And I'm glad that she's, what was her name? The lady with the tree branch? Maddie, I'm glad you're okay, because that's super scary. I know that producer Jason had a personal encounter with a Home Depot bucket on 101 that got lodged under his car.
Jason's Volkswagen versus the Home Depot bucket. Who won?
I think the bucket. I think the bucket won.
I dragged guys. That. It was stuck under my car, dead center of like 5 miles. Like, that's my me time. That's my zen time. I got to deal with that.
Literally, the meme would be, here's how my morning's going the first morning after a long weekend. How we doing?
Yeah. Let's see. Megan. So let us know on the Marcus and Sandy Facebook page if you've been affected. Meghan Markle's estranged families. They're doing things now trying to, I don't know if they're making money or they're just trying to get her attention, but her dad, Thomas Markle, is working on a documentary about his life with her, and her half-sister, Samantha, has released a book. So anytime I hear the two of their names, I just get annoyed because it's always negative. And I am protective of the princess, even though she's not a princess. Ben Affleck and his girlfriend have split up over a year of dating. I guess he threw out a cardboard cutout of her outside of his place, and that's the only reason people knew over the weekend.
I want to know whether or not the cardboard cutout resided at his house. Like, did it sit down at the table for mealtimes?
That's over the top creepy.
Did he shuffle it into the bedroom at nighttime when she wasn't around? Or did he have it specially made, like saging your apartment? He had it specially made just so he could throw it out.
No, I think they lived far and that was his way of having her there. I think if you have a cardboard cutout of anyone or anything in your house, that is next level loving that person. Because, you know, sometimes you could buy them of celebrities and stuff, but it is next level. When you throw it out, you look weird.
My wife bought me one for my 40th birthday, remember?
Of what?
Of a cardboard cutout.
Wasn't it you?
Yeah, we all took pictures with it. It was the weirdest thing to stand next to a cardboard cutout of yourself. That's true.
And then
love.
What did you do with it? It's so weird when you throw it out.
Oh, it's still here. It's still here.
Oh, you still have it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you got to bring that out. That's
okay.
Weird.
I got to find it.
Garth Brooks will be performing tomorrow night. A lot of performers just added for the inauguration TV special. President-elect Joe Biden, Lady Gaga, Jennifer Lopez, Justin Timberlake, Demi Lovato, John Legend performing. Tom Hanks will be hosting.
I want Garth Brooks to be on stage, look directly at Biden, and just start. I'm shameless when it comes to loving you.
Garth Brooks said he's performed for every single president except for Reagan.
Interesting.
I mean, of course, while he's been alive, not in the early days. But I think that's kind of neat.
That is super neat. I'm reading about some Twitter drama that just came up. Alec Baldwin has apparently deleted his Twitter account.
Okay.
Because of all the backlash concerning his wife, Hilaria Baldwin. So if you don't know the backstory, his wife, Hilaria, has been purporting the fact that she is from Spain, has Spanish roots. But it came out, I guess, that she was actually has no Spanish roots and raised in Massachusetts. And so Twitter has been having a field day. He posted as his last post, Twitter is like a party where everyone is screaming. Mm-hmm. Not much of a party. Goodbye for now.
Wow.
So maybe he'll
tell
be back.
How you really feel.
Well, he's one of the, you know how famous people roll. They can delete and then come back and have 100,000 followers again overnight. Mm-hmm. Like I'm struggling to get 2,000 and it's been years. Alec Baldwin will snap back on. No problem. The IRS has extended the tax filing deadline. If you're like me and you're starting to get your documents and you're freaking out about it, don't worry. They've extended the deadline to file your taxes from April 15th to July 15th to give everybody affected by COVID more time to file. Quick PSA, if you are coming to the coast side, please be careful. The swells are gigantic right now. The sneaker waves are real. All the undercurrents are real. The Coast Guard is continuing their search for a 12-year-old boy from Fremont who unfortunately got swept out to sea. He was at the water with his family here in Half Moon Bay where I live over the weekend. I can't tell you the number of my neighbors who have so much anxiety because they watch people not watching their kids on the waterline. Please be careful out there. I feel like it's my job to make you aware. Don't ever turn your back on the ocean. And right now, I wouldn't go anywhere near the... You can come to the beach. Just don't go near the waterline. It's super dangerous. I hope they find that child, and I hope he's okay. The Powerball and the Mega Millions jackpots are legit right now. Powerball's at $730 million. The drawing is Wednesday. Mega Millions at $850 million. And the drawing is tonight. I do have tickets for both. And I told Sandy last hour, if I win, I'm taking a day off. Just letting you guys know. But I'll be back strong.
One whole day.
Yeah. Wait,
you know what, Marcus? You would take a day off, but then you would be online, like, interacting with people all day. Like, I don't know if you'd actually take the day.
The hardest part would be keeping my mouth shut about it. That would be the hardest. I would want to tell everybody. I'd be so dang excited. Mm-hmm. I already know you would disappear, like, the next day.
Yeah.
Sandy would be like she got
I'm
abducted
out of the bay,
by the cartel.
Out of radio. I don't even know where. I wouldn't, might not be out of the United States. I don't even know.
Jason, what would you do if you, Jason's back in the studio. What would you do if you won either the Powerball or Mega Millions? You're talking about clearing over a half a billion
dollars. Are you talking
about
like who would I tell?
No. Would you report back to work or are we done here?
I'd show up for a few days just while I hired like my lawyers, financial advisors, because like that doesn't happen overnight. That takes like at least a week.
Sure.
So then once I have all those people in place, then I'll just walk out the door.
I would guess that it would take about 30 days to get all your affairs in order with that amount of money.
Okay.
And then Sandy's already promised me 2 weeks notice. Jason, can I get 2 weeks notice out of you too?
That sounds fair.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you. Just have to,
how much
to teach
are those tickets? $5?
Okay. So it's, one of them's $1, the other one's $2. I don't know which is which, but they're not that expensive.
Okay, I need to go get that.
Yeah, why not? And then tell your wife, and then she'll look at you like, why are you throwing our money away?
No, totally.
You know how she rolls. Up on the Marcus and Sandy Instagram, our pics from the weekend. Jason playing with the kids in Fremont. It was 80 degrees. Me in the backyard manhandling this gigantic plant that took me 2 days to get out of the ground. And then Sandy, if you've ever wanted to know about Joshua Tree or seeing if you love the desert as much as she did, this photo, you look great, by the way.
Thank
this
you.
Photo shoot's
I'm very
great.
Happy there.
Follow Marcus and Sandy on Instagram to check them out.
Catch what's trending every weekday morning at 6:50, 7:50, and 8:50 a.m. And connect now with the Marcus and Sandy socials and vlog
at 101.3.com.
More music, more variety. Star 101.3, it's Marcus and Sandy. I'm tripping out because I'm looking at my weather app and it says in Half Moon Bay, there's a 30% chance of it raining in the next 10 minutes. And I'm looking out the window, and it's clear blue skies. So what's really going on?
Well, perhaps the weather app is wrong. It was so warm this weekend, I think. Yeah. And it's not supposed to be as warm this week, but it was what a weird summer-like weekend we just had. And then this morning, so crazy windy.
I was waking up crazy early, and it was so warm that I'm like, oh my God, am I sitting in Phoenix, Arizona right now? Like, it's legit right. warm right now. Anyway, enjoy the day. If you do come to the beach, I've said it all morning, please be careful. The swells are real. The sneaker waves are real, and people are getting hurt, like, legitimately. So please, please, please be careful. Watch, keep an eye on your kids. Nina Chantel is on the way next. If you want to win some money, you know we're doing easy money. We're doing it all day. Just about every hour, you get a chance at $1,000, and your next one's coming at 10:25. Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.